This is 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. Arkansas school teachers and staff are being hard hit by the coronavirus pandemic. The Arkansas Nonprofit News Network obtained new data from the Department of Health showing just how much they're being impacted. Reporter Benji Hardy joins me now with details. Hi, Benji.
Hi, Michael.
First, let's talk about the numbers. Since the start of the new school year about 2 months ago, how many cases involving educators have we seen?
Sure. So we requested numbers from the health department and for the number of cases, hospitalizations, ICU stays, deaths, and so on since the beginning of the school year. And those numbers were given to us last week on October 21st. So any number I say is for that period. There were approximately 2,060 positive cases reported over that period. That includes both the PCR tests and the probable cases under antigen and other types of testing, about 60 hospitalizations, and at least five deaths. There was one additional death that occurred slightly, well, the test originally occurred before that period, but I included that in the total as well.
And in terms of the percentage of educators testing positive for the virus, how does this compare to the general population?
Right. So, and I need to caution here. I mean, so I did this calculation without any kind of adjustment for demographics mm-hmm. or other characteristics. And that's really important. So take it with a grain of salt. I mean, the teacher population may look different than the general population in various ways, both in terms of age, in terms of race, sex, gender makeup, or teachers just may get tested more frequently. I mean, there's lots of things that make this not a perfect apples to apples comparison. Now, I mean, that being said, the health department, the education department could work together to provide a more detailed, rigorous analysis. But I found, I mean, based on the numbers that the health department gave me compared to the general population of the state over the same time period, that about 1.5% of the general population tested positive in Arkansas, and about 2.5 to 2.9% of the population of public school employees tested positive. So a higher incidence rate between school employees and non-school employees.
And any indication how teachers or staff are becoming infected? Does the Department of Health have anything that they're able to use to judge whether or not it is just a factor of being in the communities or whether or not there is a school-related factor?
We can't really say that. I spoke to an epidemiologist, Dr. Mike Sima at the health department, and he was very careful to say, with any individual case, it's usually difficult to say where transmission occurred. So, you know, we can't, like often the health department itself can't say with any case, knowing everything that they do, we link it to a school or we link it to something that occurred outside of school at the church, within the family, something like that. But they have identified some clusters that have occurred within schools, especially associated with things like team sports. But, you know, there's also many clusters associated with the community outside the school as well. So, I don't want to make any assumptions about saying that this means that schools are places where transmission is happening more than, say, other workplaces. The numbers are what they are.
As cases have continued to spread in Arkansas, have schools changed procedures for whenever there are outbreaks?
Well, you know, schools have the education department and the governor, I mean, have taken a pretty strict approach, if that's the right word, for about schools in general, I'd say compared to most states. So most schools are mandated to have at least the option of in-person classes for students 5 days a week. However, the state has made some allowance for having modified attendance plans, closing down campuses or even individual classrooms if there are cases detected. I mean, that's kind of happened on a week-by-week basis where schools will adjust their plans to try to tamp down outbreaks. The health department and the schools have also worked closely to have developed policies around masking, social distancing, ventilation, trying to keep student gatherings to a minimum. Though, I mean, one of the things that I heard, I mean, it's like there's some real disagreement out there between some state officials and some teachers about the degree to which that's actually happening on the ground all across the state.
Teachers' unions were expressing concerns at the beginning of the school year about fear of retaliation if concerns were raised. And, you know, we had a few days here in Little Rock where teachers were calling in sick. Is there still a fear of retaliation among teachers and staff or from unions?
You know, just anecdotally, I heard from, I mean, several teachers who were reluctant to speak on the record. I can't really say the degree to which that fear is widespread. I think some people certainly do feel like this is such a sensitive topic that they're reluctant to talk about some of their concerns. But, you know, I mean, I also, to be fair, I mean, I also spoke to several teachers who really emphasized how much they're glad that school is happening. They want to be in the classroom and so on, but also that they're afraid, you know. So there's a lot of conflicted feelings among teachers, I think. I mean, one thing I think that's worth emphasizing is this doesn't have to, it's not an either or about this, whether the schools are shut down or not. There's lots of other things that could potentially be done to control the spread in the community, aside from just shutting down the schools. I mean, there's, you know, many other places where the virus spreads. So I think one of the concerns I heard from some experts is, well, I mean, what are we doing to bring down the rates? If you look at the numbers, they keep going in the wrong direction recently. If the state doesn't take some kind of proactive step, will we just see rates keep rising?
You reached out to the governor's office, and Governor Asa Hutchinson had been adamant about schools starting the new school year in August. What was the response that you got?
Pretty much stay the course, I'd say. I think the governor has been quite, you know, has made it a priority to make the in-person school happen everywhere. And I think so far there's been a real reluctance from the governor's office and the education department to, you know, to change that, to make any sort of statewide modification. I think they very much believe that doing it on a case-by-case, school-by-school basis is going to be enough to see us through.
Has it been a challenge to get the figures from either the health department or from education officials?
Yes. I mean, when I asked the education department about these numbers, they said they weren't tracking them and referred me to the health department. And the health department has been tracking these figures, but it still took a while for them to compile them, to provide them. Again, like this is something that could be tracked, could be compiled on a regular basis if there was the political will to do so.
That's Benji Hardy with the Arkansas Nonprofit News Network. You can read his story on our website, KUAR.org. Benji, thanks very much.
Thank you.
This is KUAR 89.1.